Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark Raimondi, he's a friend of the show, covers the team every day for ESPN. Mark, appreciate you jumping on. I know it's been, you know, busy since they released these names, and we now know what the 53 is going to look like. I just want to start. Any surprises for you that you thought, hey, this is a guy that may make the team or may not make the team or otherwise? What was there? Was there a surprise for you?
Well, I hate to interrupt this riveting espresso conversation, guys, but I guess we'll talk a little bit of Falcons for a few minutes. Not a ton of huge surprises, to be honest. There were a few kind of ones that you have to underline. You know, Taylor Heinicke, what were they going to do with him? Were they going to release him? Were they going to try to trade him? That still might happen, but right now he's on the 53-man roster. A couple guys who played great during the preseason, Tron Brooks, the cornerback, and Chris Blair, the wide receiver. They were two of the Falcons' best players, you know, in the preseason games, and, you know, they did not make the roster. I expect both of them to be on the practice squad. And then a corner like Kevin King, you know, who also played well in preseason games. He's a veteran. He has a relationship going back to Green Bay with Jerry Gray, the assistant coach. And I really felt that Kevin King was going to make the team, and he'll probably be on the practice squad, but he did not make the roster. And a guy like, you know, Jovan Gwynn, you know, they went with 9 offensive linemen, which I did not expect, but I kind of get it. You know, of course, that's an important role in the team. So those are kind of the ones that you know, I didn't have on my projection, which actually wasn't too far off, which I was kind of, you know, these things can get a little haywire. But, yeah, nothing too crazy.
Mark, for the secondary, only 5 cornerbacks against, you know, mostly 3 wide receiver sets, nickel package looking a little thin here, unless some of these safeties are going to expect to play kind of nickel corner kind of deal. Are you concerned about the lack of depth, at least at the corner position?
Yeah, that's why in my projection I had, you know, Kevin King in there. You know, I had Natron Brooks in there. King is a guy that can play safety and corner, so he kind of had that versatility. They're gonna have a lot, and gonna need to have a lot of faith in Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons. That's just the fact of the matter, and I'm sure they do. You know, possibly the best safety tandem in the entire league, but you know, they're going to need a guy like Clark Phillips III to step up, and I think he will. He's had a really good training camp. You know, they need Mike Hughes to do really well, you know, Dofford in the nickel. But, yeah, I mean, to your point, I think Antonio Hamilton Sr. is a good player, but I'm a little surprised that there wasn't a Brooks or a King or even a guy like Anthony Johnson who played, you know, pretty well in the summer as well.
It is Mark Raimondi, guys, talking with us about this roster. We were talking about, you know, on paper, it looks really good. I don't know if you've given your projections yet, but, you know, we were talking about, is this team potentially the second or third best team in the NFC? I know nobody wants to believe that because of what happened last year, Mark, but as you look at this team on paper, it's a lot of talent here.
It's a lot of talent, and you know, we've been talking for months, guys, about the offense, you know, how good the offense is and could be with the additions with Kirk Cousins, with, you know, young players who could break out like a Drake London, Kyle Pitts returning to, you know, that rookie year form, Bijan Robinson. But now they've added 2 impact players on the defensive side of the ball. And you have to say that, you know, you add those 2 guys, it makes everyone else better. What can they really do? And I really feel like, you know, if you're a Falcons fan, I think it's a winning season at you know, at the least, you know, that you want. You know, I think if they don't go, if they don't win 10 games, it's almost a disappointment because of the roster they put together. You know, of course, you never know until you get out there and the games start getting played, which is thankfully coming up pretty soon. I'm kind of sick of this, you know, this training camp business and these preseason games. But, you know, you don't know. But I think if you're a Falcons fan, if it's not, you know, if it's not 10 wins, I don't think you consider it a very good season.
When we look at sort of the offensive setup, you know, we were remarking earlier about the number of 3 wide receiver sets the Falcons play. You know, last year there was 4 tight ends on this team. I know Arthur Smith used them differently, but I mean, are we assuming that we're going to see, based off of the roster, that there's only 5 wide receivers, that we're going to see Kyle Pitts in more of a natural third wide receiver set formation as opposed to on the end of the line as a tight end?
That could be the philosophy of only taking 5 wide receivers for the 53-man, but that could all change. You know, There's a lot of receivers on waivers right now. You know, there's a lot of interesting guys out there. Tim Patrick is out there. You know, I don't know if Kadarius Toney is the greatest fit for the Falcons, but there's some talent on the waiver wire, and we're going to find out in the next, you know, just a few hours, really, until, you know, tomorrow's waiver deadline. But you would think that, you know, a guy like Zach Robinson, he's going to play the 11 personnel. It's going to be a lot of three wide sets. I think I saw a stat that the Falcons played. They were the second team in the preseason with the most three wide receiver sets. So that's going to be their base set. And I think Kyle Pitts is probably going to also kind of be like in a hybrid role of a tight end and wide receiver. That's why they have, you know, Charlie Warner and Ross Dwelly on the roster too at tight end, who can block, and Dwelly can also catch a little bit too. And Warner's, you know, showing us some pretty decent catching ability too in camp. So I think that's probably what they're thinking, but I would not be shocked if they went out and they tried to go get, you know, a receiver, because they, you know, they lost Rondell Moore, and that was a guy that could have made an impact this year to an extent. And, you know, they didn't really backfill that role.
I like the linebackers. I said this: Caden Ellis, Troy Anderson, Nate Landman, the Hammer, J.D. Bertrand, the rookie. Tell me what do you like about the defensive personnel, just, you know, outside of Bates and Simmons, because I think that's a given, right? We all feel pretty good about the back half now. What do you like about the defense? Is it the front seven? Is it the linebackers? A.J. Terrell gets his bag. What are you looking at there?
I mean, I think you mentioned those inside linebackers, and I know that Raheem Morris likes those guys a lot. You just have to hope they get healthy, because, you know, Landman missed the last couple of weeks with an injury, and so did Caden Ellis. He has a groin injury. Landman has a quad. And that's concerning, because those guys are kind of, you know, I don't want to say they're the heart and soul of the defense, because a guy like Grady Jarrett is probably that. But, you know, in the middle of the field, you know, those are the guys that, you know, they're wearing the green dot. You know, they call the plays a lot of the time, you know. So it's a little concerning that those guys have not been out there for the last couple of weeks. So we'll see if they're day-to-day, if they're back for week one. That's what everyone hopes, of course. But, yeah, I mean, you know, when you added Judon to that, you know, pass rushing core, you still need someone else to step up, of course, but he's going to make guys better. He's going to make a Lorenzo Carter better. He's going to make an Arnold Epiketie better. Mm. And you figure, you know, a Simmons is going to make guys better too. We just talked about the secondary. So there's definitely hopes that, I mean, it's a better defense now than it was at the starting training camp, but there's still some questions, of course.
He's Mark Ramondi, ESPN.com. Falcons reporter joining us here on Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 929 The Game. I'm curious with the guys, you know, the defensive linemen, the offensive linemen. How many of these guys, given the new kickoff rule, because it's not a 65-yard sprint down the field now, are we going to see some of these guys have expanded roles on kickoff coverage?
Yeah, certainly possible. And you could see some of the guys that made it and didn't make it. They were thinking of special teams. You know, D'Angelo Malone made the team, and, you know, he's a special teams guy. I think that, you know, that's something that he's going to definitely specialize in, no pun intended. But yeah, it certainly could be. And to be honest, I don't know if they even know yet, because the preseason was a little bit of an indicator of what those new kickoff rules are going to look like. But until you get your regular guys in there and see what works and what doesn't, I think it's going to be it's going to be an interesting first few weeks of the season across the league, because I don't think anyone quite knows exactly what to do. And, you know, just like anything else in the NFL, like, things are going to evolve, you know, strategies are going to evolve for that. And I think the Falcons are going to have to adjust with that new rule as well.
All right, Mark, as we look at, you know, around the league, there were some names and whatnot. We'll go through some of this once we get done with Mark and tell you a few of them. But one of them was Desmond Ridder. And Mark and I were talking about this, and, you know, it's one thing when a guy doesn't make
Fantasy Freaks and Geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It in one place, right? And guys all the time in the NFL go other places and they have success. But Ridder was released today. He's not going to be the backup for Kyler Murray out there in Arizona. And, you know, for everybody that was here last year that experienced that and said, okay, maybe he needs another year. All right, he needs this, he needs that. What's this say? Does it say that, hey, everybody that said, you know what, he's not the guy was absolutely right?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, certainly not right now, right? I mean, and he got the opportunity last year, and you know, we know what happens. I don't want to kill the guy.
Sure,
know,
sure.
By all accounts, you know, really nice guy. Yeah, I mean, it didn't work out this summer with him in Arizona. Maybe he catches on somewhere else. I'm sure he will. He has potential, right? He has tools. He has things that you like, but for whatever reason, which, you know, to be honest, a lot of the quarterbacks in his draft class, very similar issues, you know. On paper, look real good, right?
Yeah.
Hasn't panned out that way. And I'm not sure what it's going to take or, you know, if it's a system thing or a scheme thing. You don't really know, but, yeah, it just has not panned out for Ridder so far in the NFL.
Mark, I think it's a mistake to keep the third quarterback, to be honest with you. I don't see the reason for it. That's not a knock on Taylor Heinicke. I just – roster flexibility, depth at other positions for a guy who's never going to see the field – unless the plan is that Taylor Heinicke is the backup and Michael Penix is the emergency quarterback.
Oh, here you go.
I'm just saying that's a valid, very smart and valid plan. What's the reason to keep a third quarterback on this roster?
I mean, another veteran in the room, you know. I mean, maybe Kirk Cousins wanted, another guy in there who he can, discuss. Another guy to help, Penix, a buffer, something like that. I mean, he's a guy that
you can hire a coach to do that, Mark. You don't need another.
I'm not even disagreeing, but it's you know what? There's still a week and a half until week one, and maybe he's still a guy that gets moved, for a pick or who knows.
Correct.
Even Taylor Heinicke has been saying the last few weeks, if you listen closely to him, even he knew that it was a possibility he was not going to make this team. So I don't know. I mean, certainly a guy that you'd like to have. Just as a guy, because he has that experience and he has that mind. But, we'll see what happens, down the road in the next few days and weeks here.
Mark, appreciate you, man, as always. Know it's been busy, but look forward to seeing you now that we're to game week next week. Enjoy the weekend, man, and it's all next week. We appreciate
Thanks, Mark.
You.
Thanks, guys. See you soon.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.